Hey everyone, Daniel Gregory here. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. So I have a little story to tell you about when I was 9, I really wanted to see the movie Alien, and it was playing on HBO. And so I talked to my mom into letting me stay down at my friend's house and watch Alien one night on HBO. So it got done about midnight, and I had to walk home that night after the movie was over. Now, my friend's house is only two houses away, but there was this huge tree that sat in our neighbor's yard. And when I had to walk home, I slowly had to run home, and I had to run faster and faster because I was absolutely sure that there was something creepy in that tree. And that movie really, really kind of freaked me out. So, you know, I didn't have nightmares from it, but it definitely influenced kind of how I look at things at night. And what I realized was that's a really dominant influence in my photography when I do night work. And so as I was updating a body of work, I was really going back and revisiting some old artist statements. And one of those was really talking about that story about seeing Alien and how much that influenced me. And I think it's really important as you start to really look at your work in the broader context of getting away from single images and you start thinking about collections of images and bodies of work, that you really start to think about what was the source origin for that interest in the body of work. Because I think that becomes very telling in how you're going to craft the story that's ultimately there for that body of work. So for me, my night work has this element of kind of mystery. I want a little bit of vagueness. I want some deep things in the shadows that you feel like something's not quite right. I like them to have a little bit of eeriness to them. And I think it comes out of that experience from when I was a kid. If you're a photographer and you're doing work on social justice or you're documenting certain things in your neighborhood, you need to really think about what is it about that makes you interested in that body of work. Because if you understand where the source origin comes from, you're going to understand a couple of things about your own work that I think are particularly important if you're an artist. One, you're going to understand the inspiration, and you're going to go back to the well for inspiration so you can find similar artists who may have done that kind of work or had similar kinds of inspiration so you can go find literature or painting or sculpture or whatever source of inspiration you might need. But I think more important than that, you're going to start to understand your bias. Because when you're taking on larger projects, whether it be an environmental cause or, like I said, a social justice cause or whatever it might be, you may not even realize that you have a bias towards a certain way of being. You may not realize that, oh, when it comes to environmentalism, that you don't want to take a stance on global warming or you don't want to take a stance on water rights in the Southwest, whatever it is, but your work is going to take a stance. It's almost impossible to ride the middle. You can attempt to present a very balanced story, but at some point, your own bias ship's going to come through your work. So you may take images that show the importance of water for agriculture and some conservation, but you're also going to have photographs that show dried up reservoirs, dried up riverbeds, the struggles people are going through with water. And I would venture to say that some of those photographs may be stronger than the other photographs, and that's where your bias ship lives. And so I think it's really important for you to go back as you start to put these bodies of work together, which I think you need to do as a photographer. I think more than anything, that's what elevates your game, is you start to think about your work as something more than the individual image or just things that you're photographing. And you start to think about, well, these things that I'm photographing, how do they pull together as a collection? Because out of that collection becomes more engaging storytelling. I think each great image, each really strong image tells a story. But then as we start to pull those together, we get an anthology of work. We get a stronger body of work that tells us much, much more than we got out of the single image. And in that, I think you need to understand where the inspiration comes from and where those biases come from. Because the other thing that's going to happen from that is, I think one of the great things that art does is it elevates the conversation with society. But more importantly, in some ways, it elevates that conversation we have with ourselves. And when I start to look at my own work and I start to understand where those biases are and I understand where the inspiration comes from, that gives me the chance to grow. It opens my eyes and lets me become aware of maybe a particular way of being that I wasn't aware of in myself, or a particular attitude that I had that needed to be changed. Maybe I do have some kind of issue that I need to work on because it's not who I think I want to be, but there's an opportunity to grow there. And so maybe as you start to pull that work together and you start to really dissect what it means and where it comes from, you learn a lot about yourself. And I think that's really hard work. I think that requires you to really be open and honest with yourself about where you're at personally in your own life, not just where you are in your work. But I think when you do that, like I said earlier, I think it elevates the work you're creating. I also think this is one of the areas when I'm working with photographers and they're not really sure what to do with their work. They feel stuck, for lack of a better word. They're kind of spinning their wheels, or they're creating work that doesn't matter. Is I think where they're at is they have something really interesting to say. They have some real engaging story they want to tell, but they, one, aren't sure why they want to tell the story. And so they're attempting to solve a problem by not actually acting. Where that first part is you just shoot, you just work, you just go through. It's those are the rough drafts. We just shoot. We shoot. We create this body of work. Those are the rough drafts. And in that storytelling, we start to understand potentially where the inspiration comes from and where the bias ships come from, and ultimately what the final story is we want to tell. And I think as we start to own that process, we end up, you know, learning a lot about ourselves. We might get confused at times about why we're reacting a certain way on one topic and different way on another topic. But I think that's all a part of the process. That's all a part of our growth as an individual. It's what the art's going to allow us to do. I think the other thing is we have a responsibility to help other photographers with this. I think when you're looking at somebody else's work, you really need to not focus so much on the nature of their photographs from the technical standpoint. Avoid the classic photographer, what f-stop did you use? Did you apply the right level of sharpening? All that kind of stuff. That actually is pretty immaterial, I think, to actually helping the photographer create better images. I think if you spend the time to ask the photographer, where did these photographs come from? You know, where is the source of this inspiration? Why are you creating this work? And then you have to sit there and shut up. And that's the most important part for you as the asker of that question. You probably have an opinion, but you need to let the person who's creating the work formulate that answer for themselves. You're there to kind of help facilitate that dialogue, but really let them struggle with that question. I think at that point, then, once you kind of have that dialogue, it's important for you to then also ask them, you know, why have they taken that stance with the story? Why have they decided not to push the envelope? Or why did they decide to go left and go right instead of going right? And really make sure that they can articulate what that is, because as they start to talk more and more about their own work and what that bias is, what that set of information is, I think they're going to find it to be really interesting how they go about creating work and editing work in the future. Because a lot of times, until somebody actually makes us say what we're thinking, we actually float along, and in our own head, it makes total sense. And in our own head, we have the comfort of nobody requiring us to actually understand why we're making the decisions we make. But in that sharing, which art requires, we're forced to actually have those conversations. So I think that's something you could really do for another artist, another photographer, is as you're looking at their work, let go of your own interest in how did they actually create the work, and really challenge them to step up and explain to you why they created the work they did and how they owned it. And who knows, maybe you'll get to hear a great story about how they were freaked out by little monsters that lived in trees after they got to see the movie Alien when they were young too. So anyway, I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Thanks for tuning into another episode, and I will see you next time.